With the short amount of time for quarterback Jason Campbell to prepare for Sunday's matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs, offensive coordinator North Turner has been hard at work getting his new signal caller up to speed.
We'll switch to Jason Campbell and your take and your thoughts on that.
Well, I think Coach addressed it yesterday in terms of our, you know, where what we're thinking. And I think Jason, you know, our thought right now gives us the best chance to go have success. You know, it's not easy when you change quarterbacks. You know, we're working hard to get everyone on the same page in terms of snap count, the way Jason operates in the huddle and all those things. But we had a good day yesterday, you know, and I'm confident that, you know, we'll get those things together. The issue is obviously the biggest issue is Kansas City. They're first in league in defense and first in league in scoring defense and first in league in third down. And a first in league in sacks. So they present some challenges, not only for Jason, but for our entire offensive unit.
What are your expectations for Campbell? This is his ninth year. He's been in this rodeo before. More than you did for than Hoyer?
You know, every guy is different. And I think, you know, when we went to Brian, I'm not sure the expectation was as high as the production was. You know, it was exciting to watch what he did. I think what Jason brings is what you said. He's played. I don't think he's going to be rattled by different situations. You know, the challenge for us is get everyone on the same page in a short period of time.
What do you think happened with Brandon? Why hasn't it worked out better?
It's always a combination of things, and I'd hate to get too specific. I think Green Bay, we played against Green Bay and they're awfully good defense, and they presented some real challenges for us. But there are plays that Brandon could have made, and he knows he could have made them.
North, we've been through this many times, but have you had three quarterbacks to prepare during the first half of the season before?
I would have to go back to probably my first year in Washington where we, you know, we were in that situation, and you know, I know you guys have all been through that. But you know, in terms of this organization and Chud and the, you know, everyone involved, this is our first shot at it. So you know, we're doing the best we can, and we're working as hard as we can. I'll say that about Brandon. He's put in a lot of time. He's worked awfully hard, and he's given his best effort, and that's all you can ask for.
Is it weird to see the, not just here, but the volatility in the league right now with quarterbacks? Minnesota's going through three already.
I tell you, you know, there's a combination of reasons, but there's some defenses out there that are really doing a good job of creating negative plays. Kansas City, one of them. Green Bay is one of them. Some of these teams, they're doing great things with their personnel, and Kansas City has outstanding personnel and outstanding scheme. So, you know, you have to do a great job of protecting your quarterback. And then in the cases where you see some of these guys getting hurt, they're behind, and they're seeing a lot of different blitzes, a lot of different pressures, and it's a big challenge for quarterbacks.
Why did you guys pass Jason over for Brian Hoyer when Brandon was down?
Geez, it seems like it was 2 years ago. I kind of forget why now. I think I know what my thinking was. I mean, we got a chance to see Brian play in that last game, and we didn't pass over Jason because he missed the game and was sick, but we got to see Brian, and there was a little bit of a spark, and there was some energy, and you know, in that case, we were right.
Nor is Josh Gordon giving you the consistency that you need across the board?
You know, I think everyone wants Josh to be the Josh when he's at his best. I mean, I do, Josh does, everyone does. I've been with young receivers, and I don't know that that's realistic. And we're pushing him, and he's working hard. But, you know, I watch all this tape of all these other guys, and they don't catch every ball. And when it's a contested ball, they don't jump over the top of a guy every time. I'm sure they want to, and their coaches want to. So I think Josh is making great progress, and the best, you know, the young receivers I've been around, it's in the third or fourth year where they really, you start seeing all those things happen. And then when you're, like you just said, we're going into our third quarterback, that affects receivers. He's getting a lot of attention because people know he's a big-time threat. So there's a lot of things involved, and I'll say the same thing. I hate when someone sees a play and says it's a lack of effort. There's a lot of things going on, and I wouldn't question Josh's effort.
He's had these trade rumors whipping around him for weeks now. Do you think that's had any effect on him?
I would hope not, but I'm realistic to know that, yeah, it does. He's a young guy. He's not very experienced. He's not. He wasn't the go-to guy as a young player. So this is all a new thing for him. And I think when you add those things to it, it can affect him. But we're obviously doing our best to keep him focused and let him understand that, he's our guy and we want him to be as good as he can get.
Has he been assured then that he won't be traded?
Pardon me?
Has he been assured that he won't be traded?
I don't have ability to do that, and I can't tell you if he has. I can't tell if he has or not.
Leading into the season, Brandon talked so much about completion percentage, and that was a focal point for him, and then it wasn't there. What do you think the accuracy for him wasn't there?
Completion percentage is, it's affected by a lot of things. And the accuracy, sometimes Brandon gets speeded up, sometimes legitimately so because of the rush. I tend to break it down play to play instead of generalize about it. But he's missed some guys that are open, and there are throws that he's capable of making.
You guys, it's been like 2 or 3 weeks now since Bryant's injury, player's injury. Do you guys feel like you need to get another quarterback in here?
Those are questions for Chud, but those are things we've talked about, and we can constantly look at the guys that are available. So when that is done, I couldn't tell you.
You sort of referenced the play, the fourth down pass to Josh in Green Bay, where he didn't go up with his hands. I mean, it sort of implied there's a lot going on there. What's going on in that play?
To me, on that play is. He's running free and he's open, and Brandon got hit right when he threw it, and the ball didn't have much on it. And those are hard balls to judge, and there's hard balls to time. And what really happened is, and as I perceive it, is Josh jumped a little too early because he thought the ball had a little more on it. He jumped early, and then you throw off your timing, and I thought he did the best he could on the play.
Couldn't it have been thrown in the end zone? I mean, there's nobody.
Well, he was trying to throw it in the end zone. And again, that's things you don't see. You ask about completion percentage accuracy. If you're getting hit and you're trying to throw the ball 40 yards down the field or 35 or whatever it was, and it does take something off the ball. And he got hit pretty good right as he was throwing it.
We got time for a couple more.
Campbell has played in systems similar to yours, maybe 2 or 3 years in the pros. How does that translate to what you're trying to do now? Does it help a lot?
Yeah, I think we started when Jason got here, and he's comfortable with it. And, sometimes in the heat of it, it gets speeded up and things are a little different, get called a little different. But our guys have managed that and handled that pretty well. It's going to be tested. I mean, this is loud in Kansas City. Obviously, they're revved up. They're playing awfully well. They're 7-0. All our guys are going to be tested when we go there.
Week or the week after, how do you think Brandon handled that mentally?
He's been awfully good. We had a long conversation about that, and we're going to go play against a guy that's 7-0 in Alex Smith. And when I got there, it was after his rookie year, and not many people in San Francisco thought he could play. And he had a good year the year I was with him, and then obviously we all know that next 2 or 3 years he had struggles and. It was kind of resurrected when they changed staff. So, I just think you got to keep working and believe in yourself and be ready, because what you said is true. I told him when we started playing Brian, I said, you got to be ready because you're going to be back in there in a short period of time. And obviously the same thing applies here. He's got to be ready to go.
Thanks,